Third Street. I was tired and alone. It was late, my housemate would be asleep when I got home. The sign ahead glowing red said the Chelsea Hotel, where Nancy and Sid Vicious and my friend Dave once dwelled. The street was black under my feet, which continued there walking, though I was vaguely interested in the folks behind me talking. Two guys, maybe gay, wearing raver-type suits, and a girl wearing glasses who looked kinda cute. Her hair was short and curly, she had a tattoo on her back, which I could see cause her red shirt was sleeveless with straps. But I only saw this later, not in my first glance, but I could hear her talking behind me, and as if by chance, she was trying to describe a song I knew well, Leonard Cohen's song about the Chelsea Hotel. And I smiled a smile to myself when she said that it's the song where he talks about someone giving him head on a bed that's unmade, and how the song was outrageous. And that's when I got uncharacteristically courageous. I could've left the three of them laughing and just gone on home, but I turned and I faced her and I said, Leonard Cohen? Just like that. She was shocked and surprised, but she looked very happy that she now had a witness to back up her story. She looked at me with her spectacled eyes and said, "See, I told you," to the two other guys. My tale might have ended right there and then, but we started talking about Leonard Cohen and how his lyrics were cool, and how he sang so sincere that it must have been true, and it happened right here. Though usually women, right off the bat, don't find me that great, but there we were, laughing and strolling like we could really relate. And though we didn't mention the headline, it was alluded, and our conversation was better because her friends weren't included. The guys were more into each other, at least that's how it seemed to me. Heard the faint knocking of opportunity, although it's easy for me now, upon my looking back, to think of all the things I could have said to make me the Mac. Just keep the sad truth in mind as I tell this to you, that we really only talked for a minute or two, and I never got her name and she never got mine, but in those couple short minutes we had a pretty good time. And on top of that, though you may not believe it, listen to what she said to me next as I repeated that line about getting the blowjob that Leonard sings. She said it made her want to do naughty things, and right about then I should have asked if she knew what the Chelsea charged if we got a room for two. But I didn't, and I know I'm a schmuck, don't you doubt it. The only thing I did was write this stupid song about it. If I was Leonard Cohen or some other songwriting master, I'd know to first get the oral sex and then write the song after. You can practice writing songs about romance every day, but if you haven't loved, then you'll have nothing to say. We could have given each other a head on Leonard's same unmade bed, but I was too shy to suggest it. And so instead, when the three of them stopped to look through a pub window, I said goodnight, though I hadn't quite meant to, and waved as we walked, though I wouldn't forget her, especially since she mysteriously said, "See you later." now every time I'm walking, I hope that we'll meet. And on purpose, I always go up 23rd Street, where the sign glowing red says the Chelsea Hotel, where Nancy and Sid Vicious and my friend Dave once dwelled. Life doesn't work out the way it does in old songs. That's why we sing new ones, to say what really goes on. Though if I could see her again, and we could pick up right where it ended, maybe I'd play her the song, and maybe she wouldn't get too offended. Now listen, and I'll tell you why. There's more to this situation than meets the eye. You may think it's sad, you may think it's pathetic, that I sing this song, and that she'll never know it. But think a minute about what that means, and you'll realize it's actually a wonderful thing, that all around the world there may be folks singing tunes for the love of other folks that they barely knew. And it puts a smile on my face, yes it do, and let me tell you, you ought to be smiling too, because the next time you're feeling kind of lonesome and blue, just think that someone somewhere might be singing about you. So who knows if I ever see her again, maybe we'll see. This whole time she could